Ledger. I think he's written a bunch of bestsellers.
For the world, we're all gonna die.
Book.
For the world, we're all gonna die. For the world, we're all gonna die.
All right. Here we go, folks. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Once again with you for all these years. September 17th, 2023. And how amazingly quick things are moving. And, you know, I'm still hearing people that follow the kind of the Q stuff, and they're all still pushing this thing that it's all one big theatrical production we're watching. The military is in control, and, you know, the whole Biden administration, they're just playing roles that have been assigned to them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, just sit back and grab your popcorn and watch the show and all the rest. And so, you know, what a dichotomy that is, you know, while we're seeing this massive collapse of our border, the infestation of our cities, at the same time, you know, islands in Italy are getting just ran over by thousands and thousands of people coming across the Mediterranean from Africa. And something's going to pop. Something's going to pop soon. And, you know, the crazy things that I'm seeing out here, the big things is this emergency broadcast, FEMA stuff. Okay. I mean, this cheeseburger day tomorrow, National Cheeseburger Day. And, you know, I'm seeing out here in various videos of like Simpson footage where this, you know, some guy, news reporter type guy in The Simpsons, he's eating a cheeseburger on National Cheeseburger Day, and then next thing you know, it basically turns him into a zombie, and he goes and bites a chunk of somebody's arm off. And so people are, you know, Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King, they're all racing to give away cheeseburgers at a significantly reduced cost, okay, tomorrow on the 18th. And so some people are tying this in that, yeah, these are going to be weaponized cheeseburgers, et cetera, et cetera. And don't mess with, you know, cheeseburgers on tomorrow on the 18th. Okay. Cause it's going to be loaded with some sort of a chemical payload or blah, 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 blah. Okay. The Marburg thing is everywhere with Todd Callender and all these different doctors and kind of people involved and the kind of that section. But the big blast that's going to go out on October 4th. Now people are really starting to kind of try to coalesce these two events. Okay. That this big emergency broadcasting thing that's going to go out over all the, everybody's devices and everything. This is going to be the, let's just say the pulse of some sort that's going to activate the dormant payloads that are in all these people that have taken these injections over the last couple of years. And so now look, I mean, so many events have been built up in alternative media that went by and nothing happened. So we've got 9/23 coming up in a few days. And so that is, I believe that's over the weekend. Yeah, it's Saturday. So, you know, all of the predictive programming concerning that, that's coming up. And then after that, we've got this FEMA/Emergency Broadcasting DHS test that's going to go out. So there's people that are even saying that they've gotten word from other folks and all this that they should you should turn your Wi-Fi off, have your phone turned off, and all this stuff, especially if you're jabbed, or this is going to awaken the, you know, zombie apocalypse. You know, remember this zombie stuff going all the way back years ago with the CDC and all that stuff, sort of that kind of foreshadowing. And people were like, what the hell's the CDC talking about, the zombie stuff? And I can remember that, hell, 10, 12 years ago, maybe even more. Somewhere, you know, way back there. And so let's get clip four ready, Sam. And this is, you know, when you see these clips of various people, sometimes you're like, it's hard to glean, okay, is this the newest one this person's put out, or this interview you're seeing, especially on platforms like Odyssey or BitChute or whatever, sometimes Rumble. You know, the computers down there at RBN are still having issues with Rumble clips. You know, we know Rumble and its relationship with, what was that? You know, like Trump and Truth Social and all that. Now Crowder. You know, so Rumble is becoming the new YouTube. Like Sean from SGT Report has kind of been saying that some of his stuff's been shadow banned on Rumble. So Rumble seems like they're under heavy pressure to become like your new kosherized alternative media platform. And, you know, you had YouTube, which was wide open. You know, back when I started doing radio, I mean, anytime a dubious or questionable shooting would arise, all the YouTubers would just attack and start dissecting the mainstream media footage and just blow some of these out of the water. There's so many of them, I can't even remember them anymore. I wish I would have, you know, every time one of these dubious incidents, I wish I would have started collating a list of them. And, you know, some people have partials out there on various websites and blogs and so forth, but I wish I personally would have just started taking, like on paper somewhere, okay, Virginia reporters shooting, the Sikh temple shooting, Sandy Hook, all these that we all, you know, questioned, San Bernardino shooting, Pulse nightclub, all those, you know, all the stuff that Ole Domegard, you know, documented. All, I mean, just to have a master list. I hope somebody out there has got one. And if you find one that's really significant, you can email me and send it to me. But you know, that's just one of those things. So let's listen to Todd Callender once again talking about this. And then keep in mind that now people are linking this to the possibility that these things might be sent out very, very coming up quickly here with these DHS FEMA type emergency tests. And that these might be the activators of the payloads. Go ahead and play clip four.
I know that Marburg is not particularly contagious, but it has an extraordinarily high rate of fatality. And we know the mechanism by which this will be released. And that is,
can you turn that up? I can't hear it.
The people already received inside the lipid nanoparticles, the hydrogel, there exist pathogens inside of the particles that have not yet opened. Those pathogens are chimeric. They include E. coli Marburg, Ebola staphylococcus, and brewer's yeast, amongst others. We know that upon the broadcast from the 5G system, it is now employed across the United States and the world for that matter. When they broadcast an 18 gigahertz signal for 1 minute, three different times as a pulse, it will cause those lipid nanoparticles to swell and release these pathogenic contents, thereby causing a Marburg epidemic that they've already spent the money on. It's already done, right? The Marburg epidemic for purposes of the law has happened, and now we just need the actual disaster to happen. And there's actually worse parts to it than that, including the 1p36 gene deletion that effectively will turn those poor people into zombies. As odd as that sounds, our government's preparing for that.
But the FEMA have already put out zombie commercials and yep. Con-ops on that, correct?
That's correct. If you look at Con Plan 8888, Stratcom put that out in 2011. On page 2, they say, oh, this is just for examples, just for demonstration. You know, don't worry about it so we don't offend other countries. The problem with that is you look through that Con Plan, it's all about five different types of zombies. There isn't anything in there about opposition forces. There isn't anything about winning political battles or counterinsurgencies. It is only about a zombie apocalypse, defending it. And you will see that every NIMS-compliant, practically, agency, or whether that's state, local, or federal, has already had their zombie apocalypse preparedness training. They've already done their practice. The CDC has had a zombie apocalypse preparedness website up for the last 5 years. Now they've reduced it to a PDF cartoon. Even in the Amazon Web Services contract, the force majeure clause, I believe it's Article 41, states that we're not liable for damages in case there's a zombie apocalypse. This is coming, folks. And the serious adverse event report Pfizer put out post-marketing, they had put out as part of a FOIA. The number one serious adverse event was the 1p36 gene deletion. You look up the symptomology for that, it is the elimination of the frontal cortex and a propensity to bite. What's very odd about this was the symptom post-vaccination. That disease is a congenital disease. It means you're born with it. So how is it then possible that this is the number one serious adverse event from the Pfizer shots? It's here, folks. And then you got Dr. Chambers here to tell you I'm not just a raving lunatic.
No. These are both very serious, credentialed folks and patriots in their fields. I just met Doc Chambers, but just hearing his military resume impresses me. Todd and I have known each other for quite some time. So, and I also now work in corporate competitive biotech intelligence only for the good guys. That's my company is GrinX, which is genetics, robotics, information, nanotechnology. Don't talk about that much, but it's very, so I have some understanding of what's going on here. And so the lipid fat is what encases the delivery. And then it is activated and released by pulsing the 18 gigahertz. Is that correct, Todd?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Think of the lipid nanoparticles as little bombers. And what happened is the various manufacturers of these shots included three separate HIV proteins in each of them, including the AD5 adjuvant. The reason for that was to disarm people's immune systems so that those little fat bombers could go inside of the cell and deliver their payloads in order to reprogram the person's body to produce synthetic DNA. In this case, they call it S proteins. When they turn that Marburg switch on, it will be M proteins, and it will cause people to produce the Marburg pathogen themselves. First and foremost, from a documentary point of view and self-legal help, VaxChoice, VAXXChoice.com. There's a full repository of everything that we're talking about is there and other things. Self-help legal documents, and if you sign up, you can get a daily update. There's no donation button. There's no nothing. We just put this out for people's benefit. Separately, there's truthforhealth.org. Dr. Bleve Lee is in charge of that, and she's put out a Marburg fact sheet along with some things that we can do to try and stop what's coming or at least prevent it. Just like the COVID situation, there are medications that Dr. Chambers can talk about. There are therapeutics. Of course, the CDC got rid of those therapeutics in its advisory, saying only thing you know that you can do to treat Marburg is a vaccine. There's one actually already prepared for this. I think it's getting its emergency use authorization right now, which also tells us this is going to happen. Secondarily, yesterday we got information from a source, from a whistleblower, showing us that they are now training people on urban collection, isolation, and detention in reference to a public health emergency. So they're now training it. This training happens next week in South Carolina, once again in July. I'm sure that this is happening in more than one place. The United Nations has already hired people, specialists in quarantining that is on their payroll. That happened last year. I haven't seen if they've done it more recently. My point in telling you this, folks, is that we have tools to not fall for this again. There are therapeutic drugs that are available. I think one of them is called Fenben in the 444 milligrams. And then I understand from talking to doctors in Africa that have treated this that ozone, either IV or insufflated, also tends to work. I also have one whistleblower inside of FEMA who said that the plan is to scare the hell out of everybody and scare them into going to the quarantine centers because they don't think they can collect everybody by themselves, that the doors will be open. And then, of course, in there, you will get your mandatory shot because you came in voluntarily. So what we...
All right. Hopefully this just all blows over and eventually they're going to run something. Okay, there's so many, there's so much out here, like on all the various platforms where they're talking about, you know, something big's coming, and that sort of stuff. And so, like, you get into, like, you know, stuff on Before It's News and this sort of stuff, to where you're just like, you know, and I've got it pulled up, but it's just like, you know, something going down September. This whole thing with, you know, the pandemic 2.0. Now you've got this Aris variant floating around. Now you've got this thing happening in India where they've put parts of India on lockdown. You know, you've got this stuff floating around. CIA agent confesses on deathbed, billions will die in 2024. And so, you know, that's the election selection year, and there might be a huge op planned for 2024 to put in basically a full-blown COG. You know, and then what happens when this happens? The same people that have been saying the military is going to monitor the elections and all this stuff, and unfortunately, we can't see the dark and sinister huge plan here that's most likely about to unfold, okay? And so, you know, when you're talking about, let you know, some sort of future event like this, alert. Is this Skynet, MSM, Marines considering autonomous systems for almost everything, General says. Okay? So the same military that we're talking about is secretly in control. They've already done a coup, and Biden and the whole Democrat Party regime that's in charge of the executive branch right now. This is all just theatrics. But and then the good guys are in control. But now then you see all this stuff where all of the Air Force and even the Marine Corps, they're working on several avenues to add autonomy to the service. Lieutenant General Carson Heckel, Marine Corps Deputy Commandant for Combat Development and Integration. Okay. And he told this to the audience at Defense News Conference Wednesday. If you take the person out of it, things get simpler and they typically get more efficient and they get less expensive. You should try to go after everything. An example is the underdevelopment, low-profile autonomous ships the Marines are considering for a contested resupply. The idea came from America's ongoing counter-narcotics operations in the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific. We just copied the drug lords out of South America. He singled out the recent test transit of the autonomous Spearhead-class high-speed transport that was fitted with $44 million in congressionally mandated autonomy package. And so, you know, you dig into this aspect of the military with the DARPA stuff and you, all of this move towards racing, everybody racing towards the exact warnings from those movies like Terminator, Matrix, and so forth. Our de facto rogue gang that runs the so-called government, they're racing headlong right towards this cliff, and it's amazing, you know. And look, this could be one big psyop to the point where the whole thing with AI and all that, you know, you had people warning for 20 years or more about quarantining AI. And if it breaks out of the quarantine, some sort of ability for a sentient computer, you know, life form that gained sentience somehow, being able to infect the systems of the governments of the world, and then thereby take over these systems, and then thereby turn these systems against mankind. And therefore, you remember from Terminator where they're running around and you've got these hunter-killer basic drones running around killing humans, and then humans fighting back, where John Connor is talking about the future when he gets teleported back in time, and then he becomes the guy Reese, he becomes John Connor's father because he messes with the hero character of the movie, and she births John Connor. But anyway, he tells the story of how things were. And then you can see this in The Matrix as well, where all of these robots are trying to get to this place called Zion, where all the humans are living down in the bowels of the earth. And, you know, and then you get into the aspect of the possibility that demonic forces, interdimensional, beings, fallen angels, if you will, demonic forces, infecting into the quantum, like D-wave systems and all these supercomputers, and basically posing as sentient, artificial intelligence to the programmers and all these people that are involved with this research. And then thereby, these people think that they've created, this new form of quote unquote life, AI, what have you, but it could be demonic forces posing as the sentient being in the AI, and then therefore the deception. Because you get into some of this interactions with this ChatGPT and these other so-called AI thing, and what they're doing and what they're saying to people, it kind of leads you to that fact that that's a distinct possibility. And so the whole thing with CERN, and it's just such a wicked avenue that this so-called scientific, industrial community is leading the world down. It's like you haven't learned these lessons from mankind's past. It's like man has this innate drive to go places that they know are forbidden. Let's talk about the genetic, tampering. Let's talk about this gender tampering, tampering with the plants and the animals, all the stuff, where way back in the Book of Enoch talked about. So mankind keeps doing this to himself. Fallen members of mankind that are in the rebellious state against the creation, that have to tamper with it somehow, some way. I'm not for going back to the Stone Age and living in mud huts or anything of this nature. But at the same time, when you get into high technology, there's something that happens to the humans that are involved in it, to where then they get into this new think, this group mindset, where, like the Bible talks about, they'll all be of one mind. And then these evil agendas unfold, and then we create our own monsters, and then, the whole thing gets smashed. And we have to start over again. It's unfortunate that this is in the human nature, but you know, what do we do about it? Those of us here just trying to, you know, live our lives, be decent people to one another and all this sort of thing. You know, we've got some wicked people that, you know, they get off on doing this. And so just something in that fallen nature of man. So I'm going to kind of move on a bit and just jump around. I've got a family member, a young family member, very close, you know, relation to me that was going to college, took the jabs, and he's only about 22, and started having heart, I guess, tachycardia, heart moving real fast, basically said like felt like a lump or some sort of a softball or something in the chest, wearing her heart monitor around. I told my family member that you need to get his troponin levels checked and get a D-dimer and, you know, get looked at for myopericarditis. And I haven't gotten word back. But we know that these damn injections with the younger these kids are, sometimes the worse this heart sac swelling happens. And so, you know, this stuff strikes home, you know, close to home. And you're seeing more and more people collapsing. Some NBA guy did a yoga workout or something, collapsed dead. A lot of people, you know, and then the people are really, really warning. It's like, look, in the next couple of years, we're going to see a mass die-off of millions and millions of people. And it really fits right in with this Deagle projections, unfortunately. And I don't want to see this happen. And, you know, you pray that the Almighty has mercy on the souls of these unwitting dupes that took these injections. You know, that's the best we can do. Try to get people to learn how to, you know, detox through these various avenues that all these doctors are talking about, natokinase and all this stuff. You know, some people won't even listen to you. You know, you talk, and even though you said, look, I told you this was going to happen, I told you so, now here's this, look into this, and they'll be like, oh, okay, and then they just don't. They're still into that allopathic, orthodox, medical, gangster mindset, and it's unfortunate, you know. So this wench from New York, the governor, it's literally a new vaccine. It's not a booster shot. The old vaccine's not protecting you today. This wench, witch, Hochul from New York. I mean, insane. We'll see you guys on the other side. There's the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This whole thing. Thank you for getting vaccinated in the past, but that's not protecting you today, the governor of New York said. She told New Yorkers not to be selfish. We've done this since March 2020. No reason to stop now. Don't just think about yourself. Tell everybody don't rely on the fact that you had a vaccine in the past. It will not help you this time around. Even for healthy adults, COVID is serious. You don't want to get it. Well, I think what's worse is whatever nanotech, whatever kind of pathogens or whatever hydrogel, whatever's in this crap is way more serious than getting the flu or a little bit of pneumonia or whatever. The updated vaccine guards against the newer COVID strains because it was all built off the Omicron variant. That's what we're calling it. It's really a customized vaccine. We're waiting to find out what age groups the FDA and CDC are recommending should get the shot. You only need one. No more double doses. And again, this will be starting here in New York on Friday. The vaccine has always been the best way to protect yourself and your community against COVID-19, and this updated vaccine addresses the newer strains of the virus that are currently circulating. And then they're talking about Fauci talking about ABCs this week, that COVID-19 vaccines can cause myocarditis, predictably in young men. I just hope my family member, doesn't have that, because that's really, really crazy. We got a caller breaking in, and the phone lines are not open, but I'll go ahead and take it. JP in Chicago, what's on your mind?
Hey, brother, I just wanted to give you an update on the kill shot. Our military has been vax injured, 99% of them. We got to look at that. You got HIV in this, three HIV spikes in this. So when you're dating women today, you got to think about that, HIV in their uterus, all right?
Yeah.
And another thing we got going on today is calendar is talking about, things that can be affected by 5G. Now, I was briefed on this.
I got a good article pulled up right now. So it's a 5G remote kill vector. Yeah. Cell phone signals can activate release of the biological payloads. And that's why everybody's worried about this big FEMA, whatever warning, thing that they're about to jolt out into all everybody's phones and everything coming up. Real weird stuff.
Yeah. So I recommend everybody at night, turn your phone and cell into airplane mode and turn off your Wi-Fi when you're sleeping, especially, because I've been having heart palpitations at night. And I'm a targeted individual, bro. I work with pretty high level people to get Trump elected, and we did get Trump elected in 2016. It was Admiral Rogers and the NSA that protected.
Yeah,
we protected the election.
I covered a lot of that stuff. Remember when he went basically rogue and went and met with Trump and all that? That was real wild stuff.
Dude, I was involved with that. So I'm doing it straight up in Wisconsin. I was out involved with that, and they burned me for it. So where we're at today, I don't know where we're at today, bro. We have like a communist coup taking over our government, Obama and Biden, and now they're going to get rid of Biden. Who's going to go in there? Kamala? Commie Kamala? We're in a bad position, bro. We're like bent over and ready to get the fucking
shit. Since I got you on the phone, let me ask you this. What do you think about all the X-22 and all Red Pill 78 and Space Shot 76? All these guys
that
basically say, yeah, but hold on. Let me ask you the question. What do you think about a lot of these guys that you're seeing, like these former SEALs and all these guys that are in the alternative media now, and they're talking about, well, the military secretly is in control, and they're doing this to wake the normies up, and how bad the establishment is, and this is all theater. And I'm like, well, dude. What's your take on that whole kind of paradigm that a lot of these guys are pumping out here to us, that it's secretly, the Trumpy? Yeah, go ahead.
Marines are right, man. You got the Marine instinct, bro. I was trained by Marines, man. Marines know what the fuck's going on. It's bullshit. I called that PSYOP a long time ago. It's British intelligence took it over. You know they run everything. That's where we're at.
The Yiddish behind the British. Yeah, I get it.
That's what's going on. And it's all PSYOP, bro. So the military's, it's all controlled. All the comms controlled. It's all PSYOP from the top, man. And unfortunately, I hate to say it, but the Q thing has been co-opted a long time ago.
All right, man. Anything else?
No, that's it, man. We're our ships are, we're the Titanic. We hit the iceberg, and everybody's playing the music, but people don't, you got to be like DiCaprio. You got to realize shit's going down and get ready. All right, brother.
Right on. Man. All right, man. Yeah, take care.
Bye.
All right, see ya. So, and this is floating around everywhere. When you get into, it's plausible but not proven that the ejections plus 5G cell towers could be exploited as a depopulation weapon system. And so a science paper published in Materials Today Chemistry reveals that cell phone signals can be used to release biological or chemical payloads from graphene oxide that's introduced into the human body. The paper published in September 2022 is entitled Remotely Controlled Electro-Responsive On-Demand Nanotherapy Based on Amine-Modified Graphene Oxide for Synergistic Dual Drug Delivery. The study aims to determine how low-voltage controlled dual drug release from GEO surface. Here we have demonstrated how to control the drug release rate remotely with a handy mobile phone with zero passive release at idle time, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, and people were saying, remember when the COVID thing started and people were saying that the radiation sickness from the towers and how they mimic each other. And I mean, so they locked down the society. They put the frickin' towers in all over the place. You know, you had the 4G stuff anyway, but I guess the new fittings, the new super powerful millimeter wave 5G stuff, which is a military application to, according to a lot of researchers. And so then after that, they crank this stuff and they can create sickness and whatever anywhere they want now. And so, you know, and this is from back in 2021. Japan demonstrates the ability of chlorine dioxide aqueous solution to combat SARS-CoV-2. Taiko Pharmaceutical, based in Osaka, Japan, has announced that long-lasting chlorine dioxide aqueous solution inactivated over 99.9% of SARS-CoV-2, including its alpha and gamma variants, in a test conducted in collaboration with Kitasato Institute in Tokyo. So, you know, and this is kind of what's kind of disturbed me about Rents. Rents has went really hardcore against MMS and chlorine dioxide. And I don't know enough about either one to really say. I mean, I've been wanting to kind of start tinkering with like MMS, CDS, just for overall health purposes. A lot of people swear by it. Ken, the old producer, deals with it. Mike Adams, all these people talk about it. But it's pretty interesting, you know, when you have people coming out and trashing it as worthless, basically, and that sort of thing. This was breaking the last few days. The last three men charged in the Whitner kidnapping plot found not guilty. A huge blow to Michigan AG Dana Nessel and the judge who, like the judge in the federal case, tried to prevent jury from hearing about the entrapment scheme. I mean, this is how far gone the executive branch is, where they will straight up run entrapment operations to serve larger agendas. Now, this, as we all know, this whole Michigan thing with Whitmer, that was a big kind of a tune-up for January 6th, right? And remember when all those guys in Virginia marched on the Capitol with their guns, and that happened in Michigan too? Yeah. Now with this whole thing in New Mexico, with this governor who comes from this long line of political dynasty in New Mexico, by the way, Lujan Grisham, she was a public health person. So, and this is what so many people missed with the New Mexico thing. And we saw this starting to build up during like the Floyd stuff and all that stuff, where they started targeting gun violence as a public health issue. Remember, racism, public health issue. So this is the paradigm. When this lady tried to do that, it was under the umbrella of public health emergencies. So see, anything and everything, climate, public health emergency. So this is the weaponization of public health to encapsulate any kind of control mechanism for any reason. Public health. This is what we have to always be looking at, that watchword, because that's the impetus behind why she tried to run this anti-gun op in Albuquerque and the surrounding county. Okay. Why is this random, hideous murder of a Las Vegas cyclist, who happened to be a retired police chief, by the way, not the biggest story in the land? So two black teens stole a car in August. They live streamed their crimes, which included hitting random cars and running over this cyclist for fun. A car rammed into him. He died shortly thereafter. Police arrested the 17-year-old driver a short distance away, but classified his identity. Isn't that something? A passenger car had videotaped the killing. It was live streamed on an unspecified social media platform. You could probably say that was Meta, Facebook, or TikTok. The video shows two black males in a Hyundai Elantra engaged in a criminal rampage. They intentionally hit another car. Then they intentionally hit and fatally injured Mr. Probst, former police chief. 64-year-old retired police chief Andreas Probst being murdered for fun, but because of the demonic nihilism on display in these unrepented criminals. So people really said, reverse the races. And it's a national media story for a month, complete with a televised Ben Crump press conference and a Biden speech on white terrorism. Crazy. The story will not get 1/1000th of the attention that Daniel Penny received when restraining Jordan Neely. Remember, up on the subway in New York. A black victim who was engaged in criminal activities more newsworthy to a corporate media than a white former cop who was doing nothing wrong. Well, this is what happens when you let the Jewish anti-white thuggery mob control your media. Okay? Just the way it is. The weapons system is there. Blacks against whites. Okay? And so they'll cover up all that stuff when blacks do something to whites, but a white gets a crooked toenail dealing with a black person, it's the biggest thing in the world. And we all know this. Now, SGT reports Sean had Deborah Tavares on just recently for 2 hours. Mr. Producer, get clip 3 ready. And she really dug into FEMA and forced, let's say, relocations and this sort of stuff that is slated to happen. And they really covered the directed energy weapon stuff and, you know, using directed energy technology to cause this wicked climate phenomenon. Weather weaponization in order to, the UN biodiversity project. Hell, I was reading John Birch's New American Magazine back in the 90s, and they had the maps. They had it all back then, where they're like, look, this is what they plan to do. The UN and the gangs controlling the UN and they're doing it to Canada, this big, vast areas up there in Canada that they're starting the fires and all the strange stuff. They call it rewilding, biodiversity, all this stuff. This means to get humans out of rural areas, get humans out of the forests, get humans packed into what she calls basically kill cities, smart cities, basically, where they can kill you anytime they want through, you know, the towers and everything else, the poison foods and whatever methodology they want to use. Being packed into these smart cities with a bunch of thugs who basically are not going to be held accountable for murdering you, especially if you're white. But then she gets into these five cities that have been slated to be, let's just say, proving grounds, so to speak. And one of them happens to be St. Louis. Let's play clip three.
So let's go into the five cities. I'm going to name the five cities, and I'm going to go over what they're doing. And they're doing this to all the cities. But here we go. Buffalo, New York. Richard, Alabama. St. Louis, Missouri, Central Coast of California, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. So let's go into what is being done under the umbrella of climate change, and certainly not directed energy weapons, which is what this all is. And please, please remember, they're telling us that these cities are only one disaster away from catastrophic water crisis, and they will shut down these cities and force relocations. They are already initiating eminent domain on many of these cities right now, saying that their water infrastructure is going to fail. The water is poisonous. You have and you must relocate. So let's go through this. They say that because of the torrential rainfall in August of 22, it caused the Pearl River in Mississippi to surge beyond its banks.
You can go ahead and stop it there. But basically, she brings up something about each of the cities in the possibility that this is why they were chosen to do this. And St. Louis, it has to do with lead pipes, these old the water delivery system in St. Louis, and blah 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 blah. Well, St. Louis, if you don't know, is that at the basically the meeting of the Missouri and the Mississippi rivers. And so we'll see how that plays out. But there's a lot of information in those 2 hours about just the future plans with FEMA. And we see how FEMA is treating people in Hawaii. Mr. Producer, get clip eight ready. And this is just got put out a couple hours ago by John Bowne over at InfoWars, but it gets into this character named Bob Fenton and all this strange stuff. But go ahead and play a little bit of clip eight here before the break.
Shortly after the 1 month anniversary of the heart wrenching disaster in Lahaina. The locals faced a den of thieves.
When I was on the island last week, I appointed Bob Fenton, one of the nation's leading emergency managers, and I mean that's not hyperbole, who's been on the ground in Hawaii since before the fires erupted as our chief federal response coordinator.
Listen to what Biden said. He said Bob Fenton was placed there specifically for the long-term recovery of Maui. There hadn't been any fire. He was placed there before the fire. Which means the fire was planned.
Build back better. It's not just a slogan. They mean it. They're talking about building America back in a way that will be, you know, more sensible and have better energy for our people.
Stakeholders disguised as city council members.
Are you engaged? Are you a stakeholder? Are you written? Is your name listed as a stakeholder of any of the redevelopment plans regarding a smart city? By a raise of hands, I would like to see a raise of hands. Because the information is out there. Raise of hands. I can tell you, Department of Planning, DLNR, DBED, Housing, all of you, all of these agencies, and I'm not saying to you directly, but you're here representing these agencies, therefore, it is your responsibility to tell the truth.
We know very well that you guys, as the third largest stakeholders, the state, do want that land and can take it when you deem it a natural disaster.
And an army of federal, state, and local goons unleashing the unthinkable.
No, I literally cannot get over there.
That's just the way it is. I've been ordered not to let anyone cross the bridge, so.
They sent all the kids home from school because of the wind advisory, and we found out yesterday that we lost a whole neighborhood of children.
I'm talking 1,050 kids gone without a trace. They have absolutely no clue where these children are. It's like they vanished into thin air.
The Hawaii governor had downgraded the horror, claiming that the number of people missing had dropped to 66, but the locals knew the awful truth.
I think it's in 1,000, not hundreds.
You tell me if it makes any sense. One child is dead. All that destruction that you see, one child is dead. Now they're saying only 66 people are missing. There are 400 plus people they can't get a hold of, which makes no sense either.
You can see a bunch of school buses. These are the school buses that were taken away from the fire by military professionals. If you're looking for the children, they're probably somewhere in this general facility.
This morning on the water in upcountry Maui, the first time toluene was detected in water samples taken from the Upper Kula treatment plant. The lab reports are from August 14th and 16th and detected trace amounts well below the federal and state maximum contaminant level of 1,000 parts per billion.
Toluene is in the water. What they failed to tell you is that toluene is commonly referred to as TNT. Yes, the same TNT that you find in dynamite or explosives.
While local propaganda attempts to brainwash the local Hawaiian people into not believing what their eyes see and their ears hear.
There were some outlandish conspiracy theory claims being made and shared on social media.
Disinformation campaign immediately after the Maui wildfires was spread by China and Russia.
From weather warfare to floating bodies on another island, thousands of missing children to a Maui land grab. Experts say the online posts can start as genuine concern, but that China and Russia are now using artificial intelligence to amplify it, spread fear and distrust in government.
When you start talking about laser beams and heat rays coming from space, that would take out people in Maui. Come on, let's get real.
Somebody's home security camera, when one of the fires started, it was just an explosion. So they could do multiple pulses. They got plenty of time to execute. That's what you're saying, right?
It takes about 2 minutes for a 1 meter wide burst to set fires over a mile. And again, there's atmospheric interference, and that's why it's such an erratic pattern.
Governor Green said on HNN
All right,
Spotlight.
Stop it there. We'll see you guys after the top of the hour. Losing time. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my baby. Left my side. It's gone.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.